So do you have any questions before we start? I have a list of questions to ask.
Okay. So you're working on a folklore book, is that right?
Yeah, it's about contemporary community-based folklore in West Virginia, and the last chapter will be about fallout and way it kind of created community and brought people to the state, looking if it's actually benefiting people here. And then also looking at the narrative it's presenting of culture and folklore and history in West Virginia.
Okay, that's cool.
Yeah. Yeah, it's been fun to dig into.
Great. I've been playing with it since the beta was released.
Oh, cool. Did you go to the Greenbrier event?
I didn't because it well I'm not in the press community as far as like video games go. If I had known that was going to be a thing, I probably would have tried to find a way to get into it.
Yeah. Okay, so why don't you start by just introducing yourself? Tell me who you are, where you're from, and when you were born, and then you can get into how you started playing Fallout 76.
All right. My name is Mike Mallow. I'm a newspaper producer for the Morefield Examiner. I live in Franklin, West Virginia, in Pendleton County, but I work in Morefield in Hardy County. And I was born in 1981, so I'm 38 at the moment. And I guess those are all the questions, wasn't it?
Yeah. So why don't you tell me how you got interested and started playing Fallout 76?
Well, I've always been a video game person. I've never been so much into the Fallout series. I did get the fourth one, but I played maybe 2 hours and got tired of it. And the second they released the trailer, I know the first trailer played Country Roads, and they were showing like the video game version of Woodburn Hall and the Greenbrier, and me and my wife were like, well, this is about West Virginia, isn't it? And the second that was confirmed and they put the pre-order up, I jumped on the pre-order right away because I was like, it's West Virginia, I gotta get it.
Are you a WVU alum?
Technically, I have a degree there, although technically I only took one class because I only need one class to get my bachelor's. And I'd gone to Fairmont and got frustrated because I tried three different times to graduate, and they had nickel and dime me on the reasons. So I finally just transferred
Okay.
the view and took one class, and that was enough for them.
Nice.
But my wife is an alumni too.
Oh, nice. Yeah, so what were your first thoughts of the portrayal of West Virginia in the game?
I was really surprised. Of course, there's no characters, like actual like NPC characters in the game. So what you kind of had was like a wasteland with like notes and recordings from people from the past that kind of lays out the history of everything. And actually, I was really surprised at how on the nose some of the things were in the game, as far as like looking at the coal industry and the industry and how automation's taken over and kind of pushing back on automation, and right down to like water being polluted. I was surprised. They really did their homework as far as the way I think Appalachia's portrayed, not even so much to the world, but within the state itself, I think.
Yeah, I've been going through all the holotape transcripts and have been pretty impressed by that too. Even some of the tourism, the complications of tourism,
Yes.
pretty incredible. And you were saying that the playing the game has led you to visit some places you haven't been or hadn't been since you were a kid. Can you talk about that?
Spruce Knob, for one, I've lived in Pendleton County my entire life, and I had not gone to Spruce Knob until I think I went the month the game came out originally. And I just for some reason, I've just never had the opportunity or desire to go up there. I was like, you know, I should go up there and look around. And it was a pretty day, and it was real nice. And then with Seneca Rocks, I go by it all the time because it's right there. But I think we took a seventh grade field trip to go up it and went up to the there's an observation deck up there. And in the fall last year, I was like, you know, I haven't been up there since seventh grade. I should walk up and actually go to the top of the rocks and look around. And that was an experience. I'm definitely not as in shape as I was when I was in seventh grade, but it was worth it. It was a beautiful day there too.
Mm-hmm. What else in the game, do you think is really, spot on? And, you know, what are also the things that maybe they didn't quite get right?
First, the main thing is like the geography. They just kind of put it where they needed to be. And a lot of things that I think they do get right, because the way they have the ski resorts kind of spaced out, it's kind of where you would expect Snowshoe and Canaan to be. Mm-hmm. I forget their game equivalent names, but they're kind of where you would expect them to be as far as the West Virginia geography goes. The one that they got super wrong was the Trans-Allegheny Lunatic Asylum. Because it's basically, map-wise, it's almost in Virginia where they have it placed.
Right,
But as far as things that I thought were interesting that they got right, there's a subplot about a group of raiders. I think the girlfriend of one of their leaders was captured and killed in Charleston. So in retaliation, they blew up a dam that flooded Charleston, which... I took that as like a parallel from when they had said that the Bluestone Dam was getting to the point where it could eventually collapse, and if it did collapse, it would flood Charleston.
Right.
So I thought that was an interesting parallel, and I wondered if that was something they got from the events. Now, geography-wise, it doesn't quite line up, because the dam that they blew up was one that was keeping Summersville Lake in.
Right.
So yeah. It wasn't the same dam, but the parallel of Charleston being flooded by a dam collapse was surprisingly spot on.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, I forgot about that Bluestone Dam story. That's a good point.
Yeah, and I did at one point Google it to be like, I wonder if they ever did get that fixed, and they had.
Oh, they have. Well, that's comforting.
Yeah, it was like a multi-year plan to, I guess, strengthen whatever was weakening, and it looks like they got it done, and they were about to finish when I looked it up.
Oh, that's good. Yeah, so what about, in your words, what is the Fallout 76 story, and how does that kind of relate, you know, if you could go into that a little bit more, to history and culture and folklore in West Virginia?
Absolutely. The thing that surprised me about the storyline in Fallout is, as you keep digging, you kind of realize that, of course, you know, it's all based after the nuclear apocalypse. But what you kind of come to find about West Virginia in this world is that really the apocalypse didn't have much to do with its destruction. It was all about coal mining greed. Because what had happened was the coal mines realized that the coal is more valuable if they nuked it first.
Right.
Because it creates a new element. And so they started nuking the underground in, you know, coal country, which created these radioactive bat mutant things that would then convert the population into, they call them scorched beasts.
Right.
Convert them into basically zombie-like things. So it all kind of goes back to being the coal company's creation, and not as a result of nuclear fallout.
Yeah.
So that was the one interesting thing. And basically, people died because of that, but also because of when things went bad, the state government just kind of disappeared, or the leadership disappeared. So there's anarchy, and then it led to different factions being created, and then those factions died from infighting and fighting one another.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there, it's sort of this system where there are no good options. That felt very West Virginia to me.
Yeah. Yeah, that was another one where I went back. I was like, actually, that's pretty on point.
Yeah. So are you part of a Fallout community, you know, either of West Virginia gamers or like on Reddit or Twitter or online or anything?
So for the first year I played, I was kind of a lone wolf. I mostly just like going around and exploring on my own. And I still do that for the most part. What I discovered like a month or two ago that there's a pretty sizable Twitter community of Fallout 76 people, and they like to go on and take pictures of, you know, whatever they're doing and post it, and some take videos, and it's just a really fun community. And so I'm still new to that community. They're kind of slow to accept me into that community, I guess, but they're very encouraging and very fun. And I haven't played with anybody yet, but it'll probably result in that eventually. I think one of the issues with that is you can only play with people who have the same system you're playing on. Okay. So like the Xbox people and the PS4 people can't play together.
Oh, I didn't know that.
And that's what kind of limits me, because I think most of my friends who have the game play on PC.
I see.
So I don't have an option to play with them unless I also get the game for PC. I got it on PlayStation 4.
Uh-huh. Got it. If I wanted to tap into that Twitter community, where would you suggest starting? Is there like a hashtag or something?
Yeah, you could probably do Fallout 76 as the hashtag.
Oh. Okay.
There is this one, and let me look it up here. There's this one. It's called it's like the Fallout Homeowners Association, where they literally like get on the game and like check out people's camps that they build and kind of comment on, you know, it's a good camper or a bad camper or what they like about it and the things they did. I thought that was a neat concept.
Yeah, that's very cool. I had heard from John Barton, who's written about Fallout 76. He's in Milton, West Virginia, and he had said that there was someone who set up a camp that was actually a bar and had been hosting like Appalachian poetry readings there.
I have seen things like that.
Really?
Yeah, it's the creativity of the community is what I think is driving it, and I love that. I've seen some wild things like that. I'm trying to think of another example. I've seen similar things. I can't think of any right now offhand, though. But I've seen camps where people made it out of like, made it look like a Star Wars TIE fighter and things like that. People were being really clever with it.
That's cool.
Go
ahead.
My eye put on the top of Seneca Rocks, and that's basically where I've been, because I was like, you know, that's my home, so.
Uh-huh.
That's where I want to be at. And I've moved around different places, but I always come back to Seneca Rocks.
And, if you do see any kind of more social spaces like that are happening in game, please send it to me. I'd love to see it. So other than visiting Spruce Knob and Seneca Rocks, how has the game maybe informed your understanding of West Virginia history, culture, folklore?
I've learned some things that I didn't know about West Virginia. For example, just recently, I discovered the history behind the town of Gad, which is underneath Summersville Lake.
Right.
In real life. And I kind of made a connection because in Fallout 76, because that dam had been destroyed, the lake is basically empty in the game.
Mm-hmm.
And in the center of the lake, there's a town called New Gad. And I'd seen that originally, and I didn't make any kind of connection to it until actually just in the last month, I discovered the history of Gad, and I was like, oh, okay. This is real neat. And, some of the touristy locations, like the Teapot, and I was aware of Hillbilly Hot Dogs, but that's in there. And there's several places where I'm like, huh, I never knew this was a thing, because I see it in the game and not think anything of it. And then I'd come to realize later that they actually based it on a real place in West Virginia.
Right. Yeah.
And so the amount of, I like to have known how much time they spend in the West Virginia actually collecting this kind of information, because they've definitely traveled it more than I have, and I've been here my whole life.
Right. Yeah. I mean, part of my job is traveling around the state, but they really did their homework. I've been trying to get in touch with somebody at Bethesda, but haven't had any luck yet.
Okay. The other thing and this is kind of unrelated, but something I discovered right after the game came out is the president of the president of ZeniMax Online Games, which is a Bethesda subsidiary. I think they use the ZeniMax servers for Fallout, but their president is from Franklin.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, in fact, I ran for county commission in 2018, and I found out because his mom was one of my supporters. And,
oh, wow, that's crazy.
Because he directed the Elder Scrolls Online game, and she had mentioned one time that, oh, that's my son's game, and I didn't know what that meant. And immediately I went to look, and I was like, oh, he's actually the director of the game. And then I got to digging further. But she had told me that he had interviewed as the director for the game, and he didn't get the job, but he made the suggestion about putting Seneca Rocks and Spruce Knob in the game.
Oh, that's very cool. And what's his name?
It's Matt Frior, F-I-R-O-R.
Yeah, I wonder if I could get in touch with him. He'd be great to talk to.
Yeah, he maybe have a local perspective. I don't think he talks too much about living here, which is why I never picked up on it before. But I know his mom, so I know he's been here.
Yeah, if you run into his mom, tell him that I, the state folklorist, would be interested in talking to him.
All right. So that's my indirect connection to Bethesda.
That's cool. Why do you play the game?
Mainly because of it being in West Virginia. I just like, really, for much of the game, I have not done missions or anything like that. I've just wanted to look around.
Mm-hmm.
And that's probably what 2/3 of my gaming experience has been is just exploring. And I'm still discovering new things, and that's what's really incredible about it. And they're getting ready to release an update that has characters you can talk to.
Right.
And I think they're kind of doing it as, you know, now that Appalachia has been settled, people are coming back, and when the people come back, there's going to be new things going on that are dramatic and game worthy, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
But that comes out in April, so I'll be curious to see what they change.
Yeah. What are you hoping for that update?
I get a little concerned, because I know sometimes when they do too much to make the game, I guess I like the isolation of the game partly too. That's kind of my thing. So I'm interested in having something new to do, mainly. I guess that's my hope, is something new and fun going on.
Mm-hmm.
But also I have the concern that it's going to take a lot away that I love about it.
Yeah.
Because one thing I noticed, I saw a screenshot from the new version or the update, and it looks like the top of Spruce Knob is one of the settlements.
Uh-huh.
And so I'm like, I don't know how I feel about that. So I guess, yeah. I mean, I'm excited Spruce Knob's involved, but I guess we'll see what they do with it.
Right. Have you participated in any like in-game social gatherings, like Fastnacht or more informal ones?
I did do Fastnacht last year, and that was fun. It is fun whenever the players get together and do something like fighting the big boss in the game is something you have to have multiple people to do.
Uh-huh.
And it's always kind of fun to have 20 people shooting at the same thing at the same time.
Yeah,
instead of, as opposed to shooting at each other, I guess.
Yeah. But, and what was Fastnacht like?
They had a robot parade that you had to protect. That was, I think, the kind of the main thing about that. But you got to wear the Foshnot masks and all that as you were doing it. I think the robots wore them too, even. But yeah, it was kind of a neat thing, and they had like the town was decorated just for that event. And there's a bit going on there. They had a little stage where there's instruments you could play, and I have a picture somewhere of me playing an instrument with a couple other people all wearing the masks.
Oh yeah, I'd like to see that if you don't mind sending it.
Yeah, I just downloaded those pictures somewhere, so if I actually, I think maybe my Facebook page. I'll see if I can pull it off there.
Oh, cool. Have you been to Helvetia in real life?
I have not, and I've been seriously considering it because it's not super far away from where I live.
Yeah, that's right.
It's maybe, I think I looked it up recently. It was like an hour and a half, maybe.
Yeah.
It's just not bad as far as West Virginia driving goes.
No, not at all. I mean, the restaurant is incredible, and I doubt they'll be having their ramp supper anymore, but that's a fun event. And then they do a fall community festival that's very fun.
Okay, nice.
Yeah,
I'll have to check that out sometime. That's definitely my bucket list for West Virginia.
Nice. Let's see. Has any other game kind of led you to have this in-person experience? In the same way?
Not really. In terms of isolation, the only other one that was like that was No Man's Sky, which was another game I played early on, and then they made a bunch of changes and I didn't like it as much anymore. Uh-huh. I guess that game drives my basis for being concerned about what Fallout's going to do next.
I see.
Because once they started making it more community focused, I kind of got away from it a little bit, because that game is massive. It's I don't know if you're familiar with it.
No.
You travel to different star systems, and you can everything's kind of randomly generated to an extent.
Uh-huh.
Because I think there's more than like what are the number after trillion is? Number of planets that you can visit, and they're all randomly. And it's a game where you can meet other people, but because it's such a vast game, you pretty much never do.
I see.
And I kind of enjoy that just because you can go to planets and explore it for the first time and give it, you can name everything on it. And if would someone happen to stumble upon my planet, you know, it's one that I named, and I thought that was kind of cool. But yeah, that game, as far as isolation, other than that, gameplay wise is similar to other Bethesda games that I've enjoyed, but you know, there's been no game that's really taken on West Virginia. I think that's why it's special to me.
Right. And what do you see the role of the character in the game being? You know, I know there's sort of the goal to resettle Appalachia, and kind of being the best and brightest, but what do you think the character is supposed to be and supposed to do?
I think the character is just kind of an explorer of a new world, mm-hmm. to some extent, because it's not the same world that they had left originally.
Right.
And so it's just, I'd say almost like a explorer from like Columbus days.
Uh-huh.
That kind of thing.
Yeah, it's kind of, Appalachia as a frontier again, or the territory of West Virginia as a frontier.
Exactly.
Well, is there anything else you would like to add?
I don't believe. Like I said, I'm just excited that West Virginia has a place in pop culture. I'm disappointed that the game had a poor launch, and it starts to recover, and then something else happens, and then it starts to recover, and I'm hoping this next thing helps people really get back into it, so West Virginia can be back in the spotlight.
Right.
In a good way.
Yeah, for sure. Do you think it has brought positive attention to the state?
I think so. Based on the Twitter community that I'm following, they seem like they are engaged and interested in what West Virginia is. Because I'm always quick to be like, oh, I'm from, I live a half hour away from most of these places. And, they seem excited by that fact.
Oh, that's cool.
So if that drives them here, then I feel like I've done my job.
Yeah, it seems like it's brought about a curiosity.
Yeah. So I hope that leads to something.
Yeah. Well, great. Thank you so much for taking the time to talk to me.
Absolutely.
I'll send you a release form so I can quote you in the chapter and so we can put the recording in our archive.
That'd be great.
And I'll probably send a draft of the chapter to people I'm talking to just to make sure I got everything right.
Okay.
Actually, too.
I love that.
I think I was just messaging you on Facebook, right? What's your email?
My email is Mike Mallow, MikeMallow, at iCloud.com.
Okay. All right. Well, thanks so much.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Enjoy the rest of your day.
You too.
All right. Take care.
You too.